Good morning, 8:36 here on KGGF as we go throughout a Thursday edition of the program. Time for our update from Coffeeville's Reawakening, and we're going to start first with Denise York. Good morning.
Good morning, James. How are you doing?
Doing well. Good to have you on here, and we're making it to the end of the heat. I think we're over the hump of the really bad stuff, so we're just kind of continuing on here. And
I hope so, because it's draining me. I need a little bit of relief.
Yeah, like, it's still in that excessive heat warning for a while, so we're kind of making the best of it. So what do we have going on? We're going to start here first with the Midland.
Yeah, so, and we've got a group in the studio this morning, so I'm going to be really brief. I just wanted to update everybody on the Midland Theater, and we did receive the grant from the Coffeeville Downtown Rehabilitation Grant Program. So we submitted it for the light bulbs and everything, converting over to LEDs, and it was a very simple process. So if you're a building or business owner downtown, and you know, go over to City Hall, pick up an application, 2-page to fill out, and get some money to match, you know.
And so that, because that counted as a facade improvement.
It did.
And so they will match up to the half of it, up to 10 grand. Like, so if you spend 10 grand, they'll match 5, right?
Right, exactly. So easy process. And I got a call yesterday that, you know, do you want to come pick up the check, or do you want us to mail it to you? And it was really great. So
yeah, yeah, no, that's
so
awesome.
We love that. So,
you don't have to be an organization to take part in this. You can be any business owner downtown. You know,
building business owner. You know, if you want to bring a business downtown, there's a grant for that. Also, electrical, plumbing, facade. Just pick up the packet and read through it, and I'm sure you can find something. Especially with the awnings coming down, which they're making progress on. You know, to do something different with the front of your building.
Well, hey, you know, and I know business owners are saying, well, hey, you know, I have other things to spend money on, but hey, you can customize kind of your building now. You can make it stand out.
Yep.
Do something a little special there. So like you said, I think a couple weeks ago, we're going to be able to see what some of these buildings look like that have been covered up for many, many years.
Only the
pigeons have been able to see them.
Yeah, so. I think the pigeons are kind of freaking out right now.
That's
kind
good.
Yeah.
We like that.
Maybe they'll move out. We'll see.
Yeah, we'll chase them off.
Yeah, I don't think it'll be that easy, but we're going to try.
And
then a couple other things I just want to mention was the Cedar Bluff Bingo. It's coming up. Their fundraiser is going to be September 14th at 6 o'clock, so... Just looking forward to all the fall activities coming up. We've got a lot of festivals, you know, Dalton Days, Brewfest, everything that's going on downtown, reunions that are coming up. So trying to get the Midland, that front of house, open, and we have meetings today to see where we're at on that one. So other than that, I don't have a whole lot left, so... I think Wyatt has some updates for us.
I do. Not fun updates. I'm the bearer of bad news this morning. Normally, I'm telling you all about all of the fun things the Midland's got planned and all that, and I'm actually speaking on behalf of two organizations today. We talked yesterday. We are going to postpone our August movie night to a later date. Like you said earlier, it is so hot, and the last thing we want is anyone out there volunteering or playing around, having kids come out, and anything bad happen, you know, heat related. And so we're going to postpone that. The scavenger hunt that was also going on with the Chamber Ambassadors, that is also going to be postponed. We're working together on that. So whatever date we decide, we're going to announce it, but it will all be moved back. So no movie night. Just letting everyone know, if you come downtown and you sweat your butt off, it's not because I told you to come. It's because you decided to do that on your own.
Well, and I appreciate you sharing that news. Obviously, you know, not the happiest news, but we do have, you know, Independence already did cancel there. So I was kind of wondering, you know, what would go on here. So timely information, because I know that was just announced pretty much this morning, I think.
Yep.
So over in the Independence. So now we got both of them. Yeah, unfortunately, canceled there. I know I've been promoting that, but hey, it's just... Probably the best decision there, trying to keep everyone safe and dealing with the weather, and looking forward to having a big turnout when we do reschedule.
Yeah, I agree. Hopefully by September, and later on when we do get this one put together, it's a lot cooler. and we're not sweating as much. Hopefully, yeah. Fingers yeah. crossed.
Good deal. Well, I'm looking forward to being able to, you know, open the windows again.
That'd yeah, that would be nice.
A nice refreshing change. Yeah. So, all right. Well, Wyatt, I appreciate you Thank sharing you. All that information. And to our third guest here of the morning, we've got Peggy Steele. So, what do you have for us?
Well, James, we have some good news. We good. At the Community Gardens, the actually Fresh Start Youth Garden, are harvesting, and we are able to pick things this year. Last year, if you remember how hot it was, I mean, it's hot this year and it's humid. Last year it was so hot we literally burned everything up, and we really tried to protect it. So this year we are harvesting, and we have worked out an arrangement with our food pantry, Genesis, and we will be taking what is not given out to the people who have on the list who really need the fresh produce in the neighborhood and the area to Genesis. We've made 4 or 5 different trips over there. I mean, the last time I drove in the parking lot, people were waiting because they simply do not get fresh produce. So we're really happy to have that relationship, and we will build on that for next year. So that's great news. The other thing is, you know, Wyatt, you know, we're going to have some fall movie nights, and I'm thinking maybe I'm going to get a group together and we're going to do tailgating in that
Why
great
not?
UP park.
That would be great.
Yeah. Yeah. So we'll have to figure that out and get yeah. people down there because, you know, it just takes a small group of people around a car with some food and a movie, and boy, can you have a party.
Oh, yeah.
And you don't
I'm
have to
always
clean house
down
or
for
anything.
That.
Yeah, we can do that. And then there are going to be kids' games, too,
yep.
right?
Kids' games. We have a bouncy house lined up. We've got sidewalk chalk, hula hoops, all the fun things. And when we get to September, we'll have the scavenger hunt, too. So yeah, there'll be a lot to do for everybody.
Well, and we have so much going on in October. While there are some important things in September, one of the things we're looking at is a big family garden afternoon. And we think we're going to do it on Sunday afternoon. And that will be in September. We don't have a date yet. We're kind of waiting to see about the weather and resources and how the garden grows and goes. But we will be announcing that. And that'll be a Sunday late afternoon evening family event. You know, we had such a great turnout for the Viper, and we'll be picking up the parts of the Viper's body and storing it. He or she. We haven't decided if it's a girl or a boy. We've had controversy over that. So the Viper will be hibernating over the winter, and we will bring it out in the spring, as most Vipers, you know, are known to do.
Well, sure.
In addition to that, we're going to have a Paint the Door contest for Coffeyville Neighborhood Initiative. And so anybody who may be interested in sprucing things up in the front of their house needs to go out this week and take a picture of their current door, even if they decide down the road not to enter the contest, which will be in September through the mid-October. Take a picture now so we can get a really great before picture. And then there'll be a prize, probably $200 cash for the first place winner, $100 second place, and $50 for third place. We'll have a group of independent judges who look at the doors, the before and after pictures, and select the winners. So again, we'll announce dates, but the big deal right now is just run out in your front yard, grab your smartphone, and take a picture of your front door so you have it just in case.
Well, and I am the literal worst about taking before pictures because I want to dive right into a project, and I'm getting a little better about it. Usually it's after I've done the first few things of some sort of cleanup, but I'll say, okay, stop, you really will like this before picture because it'll show you how much you've done. So that's a great reminder. And I believe too, as far as the half-cent sales tax, we do have the Paint the Town program where you can get some money to do house painting as well, so that might be able to fall into that in addition, so the city will reimburse some money for the purchase of house paint and that sort of thing. So I know that's something that is either coming up here or will be rolled out soon.
Yeah, and we'll work with Coffeyville's Reawakening in the city on, you know, the details around that. I do not know the details of that. I was aware of it, but I think that's a great idea to combine the two.
I think so. So it would make sense to find some more information on that and something that people might be able to take advantage of. So that's always great when you can have a little extra money to be able to spruce up and do some painting.
That's right. Well, and then next year, we're going to have, if we get the grant, we're going to have a garden that's going to be almost primarily raised beds. And we're going to be able to have probably about 30 different areas. So literally, groups can have a dedicated area. We can have anybody who has accessibility issues, and that's a real big issue. Now, I won't say that I'm getting older, but I will say those of us who are over 50 do have a hard time bending down, picking weeds, getting on our knees, getting up, things like that. And most of the people who come down there, especially the grandparents with grandchildren, are older. So we're going to have raised beds. We're going to make it much more accessible. So we have all kinds of great things coming for the future.
Well, that is great. And also, Peggy, do you know if someone has maybe some excess produce? We've even had people call into Open Line with that. Can they donate that directly to Genesis, or is
Absolutely.
There a process?
No, that's that. If you know, the great thing is if they have fresh produce, it's nice if they can wash it, but if they can't, that's okay too. But wash it, put it in a bag or a box, and bring it down to Genesis. It's best if you bring it down between 9 and noon in the mornings, because we, you know, people are there. I mean, I do not work for Genesis. I just work with them. But I have never had a problem going in the morning and having people there and folks picking up food. And sometimes the produce is gone before I'm out of the driveway. So that's a great idea. Yeah. People love the tomatoes, the cucumbers, the peppers, all the stuff that we have an abundance of right now.
Sure. You know, there is definitely those excess produce in the area. And the last thing we want is it for it to go to waste. So
that's right.
This is the way if you do have excess. And I know I was talking to some people, like they said, oh yeah, we usually plant 50, 100 tomato plants. It's like, oh my gosh. And some people, they are managed to use all that and can it and stuff. But a lot, for some people, it's just even picking it can be too much. So
yeah that's right.
that would be great to be able to pass that along. So
yeah, thanks for mentioning that. That's can be done immediately as you pick the produce.
Good deal. So, well, lots of good updates here. Does anyone have anything else as we go throughout this Thursday?
We're just all really excited about what's going to happen. We're looking at the plans for next year in a lot of different areas, trying to figure out, you know, where we have resources. And the final thing is, and I know people probably get tired of hearing this, but we absolutely need volunteers. And there are, you know, our Coffeeville's Reawakening Facebook page. We can go to the Midland Facebook page. You can communicate with people. The Reawakening office downtown at 115 West 8th Street.
9th.
West 9th Street. I'm confused. I'm thinking of the Midland on 8th Street and 9th Street. So would really welcome anybody who comes in and talk to you about what you want to do. It can be for an hour. It can be for a day, a half a day, an event, all summer, all winter, all year. We need people.
Well, and you know, I know this seems like a silly question, but why volunteer? Why is it important to volunteer?
Well, you know, I have a whole list of things I could answer that, but part of it is just giving back. You know, one of the reasons some of us came back and we live here and we're really active is we want to give back to our beloved hometown and the town that did so much for us. And instead of standing around and complaining and pointing and talking about, you know, how it's not like it used to be, let's see what it can be. And so there's a real feeling of reward and a group of people who are really positive. You know, energy is different. And if you have positive energy and you really have a positive outlook and you try to make things happen, it changes you. It changes everything around you. So even on the bad days, we try to get up and have a positive attitude and make things happen and be a part of a group that makes things happen. So that's a big volunteer plus.
Well, and, you know, the other thing is we have this whole thing, whereas, you know, like the greatest generation and that sort of that group of people, they just kind of automatically did it. It seems like, you know, like my grandparents' generation, you know, that was just kind of baked in almost. They just expected that everyone would go ahead and pitch in and, you know, help out. So that sort of thing, you know, I don't know how we instill that in the next generation, but you know, it's something that is a good reminder. We've got to all do our little part. Find something that you're interested in volunteering, because it can be very fun. It should be fun.
Well, it should be fun. And, you know, that generation, either our parents or grandparents, were part of that. And a lot of us grew up in Coffeeville, and we had a work ethic. I can remember pulling my little red wagon along 9th Street and selling potatoes door to door when I was, you know, I could barely walk. And that's a great 9th Street memory. You know, we kids are working now. We have a lot of kids who have that work ethic. So we want everybody to model that, whether you're 9 or 90 and in between. We really want you to come and be a part of this.
No, that is great. A really good reminder there, Peggy. So, all right. Well, if people want to get a hold of you folks at Reawakening and that sort of thing, if people want to get plugged in to volunteer, what's the best way to do that?
Well, Denise, what would you suggest?
So you can stop in at 115 West 9th. There's the ilovecoffeeville.com website. You can go in and, you know, Facebook. My number is 620-252-5861 if you want to give us a call. Check in at the chamber. There's so many ways, you know, to get a hold of us, so there's no excuse.
Absolutely.
Right? And we do need the positive energy.
We do. Makes a huge difference in your life as well as every day.
It does.
Yeah, absolutely, for sure. Well, thank you so much, Denise, Peggy, and Wyatt, for coming on.
Yeah, thanks
And we look forward to the upcoming movie nights and that sort of thing. So everyone stay tuned on that. So it's going to be a good one. Everyone try to stay cool. That's the that's the reminder there. So, all righty. Well, we will be back with Open Line. That'll be starting right after the news at about 9:10 here on the Mighty 690 KGGF.